Blog Talk Radio.
Abba Father.
That's right.
Jesus came for you, you, your sons, and your daughters. Put faith in him, then you walk on water. Live above it all, yeah, we standing tall. Not about to miss my place in heaven, trying to ball. Like the earth is all we got, we serve a great God. Beating on your heart with lyrics and your head don't nod. True, hate kill Jesus, but love raises him up. Always worried about what man is doing, and God I trust. I forgot you shook, shocked, and you scared of the government. I put my faith in Jesus, the God
is above me.
Yes, he is Lord. Yes, 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 he is Lord.
Ordained by God, and we off in here ready for the battle, strapped with faith so we slaughter fear. Who really want it with the kingdom? Cause here we come, annihilating the oppression of the righteous one. They feed us false information, that's miseducation. I'm Genesis, I'm here to resurrect this generation. Wake up, let's go, this location's about to blow. Ignorance is no excuse, so now you know. Let's go, wake up, let's go. This location's about to blow. Ignorance is no excuse, so now you know.
Now you know.
Yeah, we taking back everything they ever stole. No surrender, victory is our goal.
Yeah.
Yes,
he is Lord.
Yes,
yes, yes, yes, he is Lord.
Those who don't believe the truth of God Jesus, they don't receive. They set themselves up for the mark the chip system. Didn't want Emmanuel, no, God is not with them. Chasing money, say God, we sound funny. Replace a dollar with the chip, don't leave you stuck like dummies. You can't eat by a cell, can't even clock in. Satan didn't want you, know only with Jesus we win. People worship him, he tricked them with the signs of the beast. We offer the gospel to them, but they ain't want their faith increased. Not falling for Satan by taking the mark of the beast. I'm going to heaven with my mama, she already at peace.
Yes.
Right, sure. 1, 2, 1, 2. What's cracking and how are you? You are tuned into When the Pop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. However you tuned in. And today's topic is, are you busy? Yeah, we're going to use, we got an acronym for busy. Yeah, R-U-B-U-S-Y. Being under Satan's yoke. How about that? Huh? Are you busy now, huh? You know what everybody wants to say? I'm busy. I'm busy. I'm too busy. Are you being under Satan's yoke? Are you busy? Hmm? Now, A yoke is a harness or a collar that's used for pulling. A yoke or a harness. A harness or a yoke is a harness, I'm sorry. A yoke is a harness or a collar that's used for pulling. Let me ask you a question. And just really, you know, just think about this right quick before we move on. Let me ask you this question. Do you have everything you need? Again, do you have everything that you need? Think about it before we move on. Give you a few more. All right, now, because this is how Satan yokes up humans. This is how he yokes up humans. First, your enemy, Satan, likes to point out what you don't have and most likely don't need. He likes to point that out, what you don't have, what you most likely don't need. Because think about it. Do you have everything you need up until this point? So the first thing one of your enemies, the first thing that Satan does is, your enemy, Satan, he wants to point out what you don't have and what you most likely don't need so he can get you to chase after those things, letting that be the driving force of your life. Satan be doing, right? That's why I had to ask that question. That's why God asks that question as well. Do you have everything you need? And if you got God, you got more than enough. Yeah, if you got God on your side, you got more than enough. So, So, your enemy Satan, he wants to point out what you don't have, and then he also doesn't want you to see He doesn't want you to see or be content or grateful for what you have. Most of us have food and clothes, right? Most of us, we can eat breakfast, we can eat lunch, we can eat dinner. Most of us, you know, a lot of us, should I say, we eat that. Some of us got a choice, you know, you can eat something, you know what I'm saying? If you don't eat all three, you can eat one or two or three, you know what I'm talking about? So most of us, you know, we got food, we got clothes, we ain't walk around naked. Even homeless humans, excuse me, have coverings for their bodies, right? In most cases. Well, I ain't never seen no naked homeless person, you know what I'm saying? But that don't mean they don't exist. I'm just saying. Yeah, they have some kind of covering. All right? God says for us to be content. If we have him, I told you, if you got God, that's more than enough. If you got food and if you got clothes. If you got food and you got clothes, be content with that. That's what God says. However, because of this world and the glamour, through TV, radio, and the internet, we tend to look over what he already said and still says in his word, because his word is living. It ain't old. It ain't outdated. It's living. It's ageless. I'm talking about it changed with us. Yeah. Or it changes us, should I say. Yeah, but it's ageless. We changing out here, but the word is still the same. It'll change us, though. What I say, what I meant was it adapts with us. This new age that we think we living in and out, it adapts to us. Yeah. Humans, we brought nothing into this world. Not even ourselves. Think about that one. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, yeah. Joyful Mother's Day to you. Joyful Mother's Day weekend. I know it's tomorrow. But joyful Mother's Day weekend to all the true mothers who raise your children, and a special blessing from the Lord and from heaven to those that raise your children unto God. Hallelujah. All day for the mothers. Yes, sir. All right. This is going to be an interesting broadcast, I'll tell you that. All right. So, we're just getting started. And we really ain't even started yet. Just reading this description. All right. So, God says for us to be content if we have food and clothes. Plus, we got him, right? All right? He's more than enough. He said if you got food and clothes, be content with it. However, because of this world and its glamour, through TV, radio, and internet, we tend to look over what he says and what he already said. Yeah, it adapts, his word does. Humans, we brought nothing into this world, not even ourselves. You ain't bring yourself in here. So how's you all day by yourself? Now, so we didn't bring anything. We brought nothing into this world. And it is certain we can carry nothing out of it. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. And we appreciate you tuning in. We are a interactive worldwide broadcast. Yeah, we're broadcasting the gospel of Jesus Christ. All right? Nothing more, nothing less. We are transparent and authentic over here. We're not perfect according to man's standards, but if God marks us down as perfect and blameless, we ain't studying man's standards, because man ain't even got his standards living up to God's standards. They'll put us all in the same boat, but they took themselves out. They want to make their own standards, and then trying to dismiss God's standards, and he the owner of everything. He the owner of life itself. He's the source. He's in every breath we breathe, and he took that away. Why are you trying to take him away, humans, whoever you are? Yeah, hit his Holy Spirit up in here. Do your thing, Father. Yeah, this is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Yeah, God is the Almighty. He's the owner of everything. We get beside ourselves. You know what I'm talking about? Well, we over here, we are interactive. We over here, you can interact with us. You can listen live. You can listen in the replays and the archives or what have you at a different time in your life or what have you. You know what I'm saying? We're interactive. You can call in and tune in and say something while we're alive. Okay? You can do that too. Over here at When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, we pray. And I'm about to do that in a minute. Over here, we worship and praise. And we're about to do that in a minute. You know what I'm talking about? Over here, we got those scriptures on deck, and we're going to do that in a few minutes. Yeah, we got to feed our faith, man. Yeah, God over everything and God's word over everybody else's. Over here, we get our problems solved by doing, because faith without works is dead, but faith with works, or faith and action, like I like to put it, faith and action, that's life. Faith without works, that's D-A-A-D, dead. But faith with works. Faith with action. You working your faith in God. Him working it out for you. Yeah, that's what we cracking over here. So this is how we get our problems solved. By doing what God says. And that's how we get to trusting him. Yeah, and obeying him. And loving him and getting to know him. Yeah, doing things his way. And it ain't hard. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this broadcast. Thank you for bringing us to this point. Where we are in our lives, that we can listen to this broadcast, whether it's live or whether it's later. It's always live with you because it's your word and it's living. And thank you for your grace and your mercy and your wisdom, Father, and just everything, all the blessings you pour out on us that we realize and don't realize, Father. Let us realize it all and start thanking you in every situation, because you said in everything give thanks. Yeah, so even if it's a messed up situation, let us still thank you. I told you, give me one reason. While I was going through, I said, give me one reason to thank you. You put it in your word and said, thank me because I'm good. And I went to thanking you. Because I always know you good. Even when the times or whatever we're going through seems bad, you always good. And you're working everything out for our good. So hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus Christ. For being the head of my life, for being the head of our lives. Continue to have your way, and you lead us and guide us into all of your truth and through this life and to eternity. Have your way. You get all of the glory. When you increase, let us decrease and still give you all of the glory, though. We don't want none of it. We want to glorify you. Put that in our hearts, in our minds, in our souls and spirits, and let it be done in the name of Jesus. Thank you for When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Thank you for these scriptures and the understanding of your scriptures and the spirit of truth being here. Father, have your way. Let us continue to worship you in the spirit and in the truth. Yeah. Have your way. all for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We appreciate you tuning in. I'm your homie, Oasis, a.k.a. Joshua. And I'm one of them that don't play that crap. Yeah, sons of God. That's, yeah. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, we are the sons of God. That's, I'm one of them. One of those sons of God. Yeah, like Jesus. Mm-hmm. He's the son. I'm just one of the other ones. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, are you led by his Spirit? If so, you a son of God too. It don't matter your gender. That's that human stuff. Well, I'm speaking his Spirit. All up in here. Yes, sir. Yeah, this one, Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We appreciate you tuning in. We do go live Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Hip Hop and Jesus. Yeah, When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Yeah. Hip Hop and Jesus, that's for the future and now, really. And it's the Hip Hop Bible Study, little buddy, at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, we go live Saturdays with topics from the All-Knowing One, like today. B-U-S-Y. Yeah, being under Satan's yoke. And I get that from Trailblazer on YouTube. Trailblazer on YouTube. The videos that they put out there, it's called Trailblazer. So, yeah, being under Satan's yoke. See, I give the props. I don't act like I came up with it. You know, number one, the Holy Spirit come up with it. You know what I'm saying? So, I got that, and then I'm going to run with it. Yeah, we're going to get it and run with it. Being under Satan's yoke. Busy. Mm-hmm. Let this Holy Spirit do what he do. So, yeah, Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, we record live from with the topics from the All-Knowing One. You know what I'm talking about? Like today, are you busy? So, we're about to go ahead and move on and worship and praise God in the Spirit and in the truth because we got a lot coming up. You know what I'm saying? So we're about, but we never rushing. You see what I'm saying? We don't be rushing. We ain't anxious. Be anxious for nothing. We hear what God says and we do it. He said be anxious for nothing, so we ain't going to be anxious. All right? We just going to move on. Move right along and flow with him as he continues to lead and guide us. So, yeah, let's get our minds and our hearts on the Lord Jesus Christ, on God, our Father, on the Holy Spirit of truth. And let's worship God, man. Woman, children, and teenagers. Yeah, it's his Spirit. It's ageless. So, yeah, let's get up in here and worship God together, man. Gonna play these songs. Yeah, let it take your mind and your heart right up in the presence of God. He already here. You know what I'm talking about? So we appreciate you tuning in. Well, Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Are you busy being under Satan's yoke? Huh? Are you? We're going to learn today. Yeah. Jesus said, take my yoke. Uh-oh. Yeah, upon you. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. I'm about to try things God's way. Mm-hmm. Everything work out for you good. So let's worship God. His good old self. So good he work everything out for our good. We about to worship him in the spirit and in the truth. Appreciate you tuning in. Let's get it.
You tell me to come home. Tell me you've been there and hold your kneel. Start hands so I can see. Now I know I am free and I am running back to you. I see you're standing there for me. Your arms are open wide and I don't have to cry no more. You're standing there for me and I am running back to you. Why do I go away when I know I am no good? I have taken advantage of your love and grace. Forgive me, Lord, and take me home.
Feel.
Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. And yes, ma'am. Today's topic, R-U-B-U-S-Y. Busy. Yeah. Being under Satan's yoke, though. Acronym. Being under Satan's yoke. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Being busy, that can be your God. You know that. Uh-oh. We're going to learn. We're going to get into it today. All right. So, yeah, man. remember this, you can call in. You can call in when we are recording live. I don't suggest that you listen that way. I suggest that you, you know, I mean, if you want to listen that way, that's cool. That's your option. That, you know, that's an option. You can listen that way. I just know that you get a clearer sound through the internet. So I would suggest you go through the internet or wherever you got to go through. You know what I'm saying? However, we do have a call-in number that only works when we are recording live. Right? And it is, you know, a benefit to listening through the phone, through the number, when you call in, because if we ever have to go over, it'll cut off on the internet, but it'll still be recording if you're on the phone, and you'll be able to hear it, listen and hear it. However, you have to go back through the archive after we're done to finish it if we ever go over and you're just listening through the internet. But the number is 563-999-3702. 563-999-3702. You can listen or speak by pressing 1 if you want to speak. You can listen on the go. Take your earbuds with you. Or listen live from the archives by Googling when hip-hop meets the Christ. You know what I'm talking about? At any time. And tune on in. For sure. Alright? So, we moving right along. Remember, the album and, yeah, The Gospel of Jesus Christ by Oasis and the audio book of Look to Me by Oasis is available for you. You know what I'm talking about? Hit me up on the email if you would like either one of those or both. Look to Me, the audio book. Look to Me, the audio book. And The Gospel of Jesus Christ, the hip-hop album. Yeah, by the Holy Spirit in Oasis. How about that one? You know what I'm talking about? For sure. All right, so we're moving right along to the Knock 'em Down segment of the broadcast. The Joshua's Wall, you know, the God versus any issue, any problem or concern that we have as humans, if we give it to God, he'll give us victory. Yeah. Yeah, God versus any issue, any problem or concern of humans equals victory for you. Victory. Victory. Victory for you. This is also the opportunity for the thin skin, yeah, easily offended folks, and the itching ears. Yeah, because it's about to get, the fire about to get turned up. Yeah. So the thin skin folks and the itching ears, the nosy folks, here's your chance to leave or repent. You can stay and get this Jesus like the rest of us. You know what I'm talking about? So yeah, God versus any issue, any problem, any concern. But let me play the theme music so you can get right. Oh! Home.
We are now at this time calling all challengers, haters, and skeptics to your stations, please. The arena will reopen shortly. We are all subsequent witnesses to the greatest showdown history has ever known. Due to past indiscretions, knives and stabbing weapons are now prohibited. Guns and things that don't move are now prohibited. And those with thin skin are advised to attend at your own risk. Are we understood? Yeah.
Alright. Yeah. Yeah, the truth. Y'all know about the truth. It offends, or what they say, the truth hurts. But we on the other part too. The truth helps. You know what I'm talking about? I don't want nobody to lie to me, get me in trouble. You know what I'm talking about? I want the truth. You know what I mean? And yeah, today I do have an issue. This is where you're supposed to call in with your issue. And sometimes I have an issue, and sometimes, you know, well, every now and again somebody might call in. But regardless of that, I got an issue today. And it wasn't even on my radar. I was just minding my own business, and it just came across like, you know, when you be driving, and then the bug all of a sudden just, you mind your own business, and you driving, and then the bug mind his own business, and then y'all meet each other. The bug gonna splash on your window. Yeah, yeah. So I was just minding my own business, and it just popped up. It's a bug. It's bugging God. Mm-hmm. It's bugging God. And I know because the way he told me to talk about it is what the root of the problem is, see. And the issue that I'm talking about is that abortion thing. Yeah. To that abortion thing. Yeah, that this is to that abortion thing. Try not having sex until you're married like God said and like God designed it. How about that? Yeah, this goes to that abortion thing. That's the issue. Yeah, that abortion thing. Yeah, that's a baby. Not only is that a baby, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Okay, so that's God. And that goes for everybody, right? Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. So that baby has a spirit. Uh-oh, and that baby has a soul, and you aborting it and thinking it's cool? All right, now. Are we going right to the root? Can we go right to the root of it? The unmarried women, y'all account for most of the abortion, you know, for all the pro-abortion people. 86% of the abortion or the pro-abortion for folks, the pro-abortion people, 86% of those are unmarried women. Yeah, that's the root. Unmarried women making all that fuss. My right, my body. No, it ain't. Yeah, this is not about your rights, your body. This is about what is right and the Almighty. Uh-oh. Mm-hmm, I'm about that. Yeah, this is about what is right and the Almighty. Yeah, the Almighty God that created us, that we all have to answer to. Y'all fighting over Satan's tricks. Y'all fighting over Satan's tactics. Tactics. Where abortion come from? All right, then. And y'all can't hide behind that rapes. Because that's a small percent of abortions due to rapes. So don't try. 1% of abortions. Mm-hmm, that's come from the U.S. or USA Today. 1% of abortions are due to rape. And 0.5% are due to incest. So that's what y'all be trying to hide behind. But we now realize the root of the problem is these unmarried women who won't stop having sex till they marry. Uh-oh, now let's get to it. Because I ain't scared of none of y'all. But better yet, the Holy Spirit ain't scared of none of us up in here. And I'm going to let them rip you a new one. Yeah, we try everything. Try this and try that. But we don't try to do things God's way, huh? All I got to say today is don't die like that. Don't die like that. Trying everything. And then don't even try to do things God's way. Don't even give him time. Don't even try to understand what he's saying. Don't even try to see what he's saying. Mm-hmm. Let's get to y'all unmarried women hot in the pants. I see why God said, hey, deal with it from the sex standpoint of it. Because I said, don't do it. Or I said, God ain't even say don't do it. God said, do it this way. Mm-hmm. Yeah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God said, do it this way, married. I created it. I'm the instructor. I created you. I'm the instructor. Y'all don't want to listen? God says, do it this way. Get married. Get your own husband. Get your own wife. The devil says, use a condom. That's what the devil say. Yeah. Where you thought that came from? Humans? No. We created it. Yeah. Out of something, okay. But the devil says use a condom, right? God says be married before you do it, right? We say it's better without a condom. And we say it's better without marriage, too. Uh-oh, it just got real, didn't we? Yeah, that's the humans. That's our part. God said do it this way. I'm the one created sex. Intercourse, or whatever you want to call it. So now the Bible just say it's sexual immorality or it's homosexuality, too. It's either sexual immorality or it's homosexual. Okay, homosexuality. You don't even call it sex by itself. When the Bible talk about it, say he knew him. We gonna read some scriptures in a minute. Yeah, he knew his wife. God says do it this way, be married. The devil says use a condom. And humans say it's better without a condom. And it's better without marriage. Listen to God, though. Be born again. Listen to God. Here go the scriptures on it. The thief comes not but for to steal, from you, to kill you and your life and your relationship with God, and to destroy. Jesus says, I am come that they might have life, that you might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. The thief come to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus come to give all of us life, and that we might enjoy our lives. He going to increase in our lives. That's John chapter 10, verse 10. Yeah. Want to sit up here and talk all this noise and fight over something that Satan created and that humans agreed to because they disagreed with God, though. Because God said do it this way. The devil say this, and the humans say that. But who word going to last? God, because only two of them wrong. Yeah. Only one of those are right. And it's what God says that's right. Yeah. The devil come to steal and to kill and destroy. Look at all this chaos. Yeah, you got people that's pro-abortion. Are y'all mostly unmarried single women? Yeah, uh-huh. Divorce, whatever. Mm-hmm. And if your mama would have aborted you, yeah, what about that part? What if your mama aborted you? Your mama didn't abort you? And we got to go through all and talk about this on Mother's Day weekend, right? So let's get to it, though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Y'all don't want to hear or do things God's way, whether you hear it or do it or not. His word is still the standard. And you ain't getting rid of this Satan or humans. God's word over Satan. God's word over humans. Every last one of us. You know what I'm talking about? Let me give you some more God's word. Because you ain't got to take what I say. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. What? The Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground. Even before you was being in the baby, or being in baby stage, having a baby, God formed man, humans, of the dust. First he made man, though, of the dust of the ground, and he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. S-U-L. You killing the soul. Abortionists. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're about to get burned. Let me keep reading, give you God's word. Give you some more God's word. It also says, and the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, the man that he made. And he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. God took one of his ribs. This is how the woman was created. God put the man to sleep, took one of his ribs, and the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made a woman and brought her unto the man. Yeah, y'all. Mm-hmm. Brought her into, y'all got to go get God first. You unmarried women? Yeah, get God first, man. That's for everybody, though. But since we're dealing with this one today, talking to y'all. So the next verse says, and Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. Y'all here trying to make it and do it by yourself, mad at all the men and blood acting and all that. And if your mama aborted you, what you would be doing right now? You ever thought about that? When my mama didn't abort me, that'd kill everything, even the ones that work in the abortion clinics that's doing the cheesing. Yeah, and everybody who for it. And yeah, we're going to keep it on and keep it for what it really is. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, man. What's the next scripture? It says, and Adam said, so, okay, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Uh-oh. Before the baby was taken out of the woman was taken out of man. Get it right, woe man. That's why you still got us in your name, woe man. You ain't here to be the head of nothing. No, you ain't the head. Nope. And as long as God got men here, males here, we here. What's wrong with y'all? Woman, because she was taken out of man. Woe man, you came out of us. And then God made it to where every last one of us got to be born through a woman down to where his son born through a woman. Abort that. Mm-mm. Can't do that. Mm-hmm. The next verse says, therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother. This is when a man leave his parents. Leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife. We think it when we get 21. Mm-hmm. This is the word. Try doing things God's way. Clear up all this foolishness for us humans. So therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Mm-hmm. And they were both naked. Yeah, that was me to be trying to get married then for real. I got to get married, get out my mom and dad's house. Well, I see that there. Uh-huh. Yeah. And they were both naked. Look, check this out. Nah, they ain't had no clothes on. They were both naked, and the man and his wife, they were both naked and were not ashamed of it. Like I said, even homeless folks got on clothes. Y'all suck. Adam and Eve, they ain't have on no clothes. And they weren't ashamed of it, huh? Yeah. Yeah, in case you're just tuning in, we on the God versus the issues of life. We ain't even got into the topic yet. But it goes with it, because there's some Satan stuff. Abortions, that's some Satan stuff. That's killing. That's murder. You should not murder. That's still killing. The devil come to steal, kill, and destroy. That's still killing. Stealing and destroying right there with abortions. Mm-hmm. What would Jesus do? You ask yourself that, did you? Y'all, that's pro-abortion. Yeah, that's a soul. That's a spirit. And that's Genesis chapter 2 is what I was just reading, man. Verse 7 and then verses 21 through 25. That's what I just read. Yeah, this is not about your right, your body. This is about what is right in the Almighty. Yeah, the Almighty God that created us that we all have to answer to. Y'all up here sitting over here fighting for rights to be wrong, fighting over Satan's little tricks and strategies and tactics. Yeah, you ain't heard it come through like this, have you? Because where the Holy Spirit at? Who's speaking? Yeah, the preachers ain't even, I don't even know. I know the ones who got the Holy Spirit. Yeah, we bar none. We on everything. Whatever God tell us to address, we address that. We just tools in his hand, so he addresses it, really. We just tools. So don't look at the tool. Look at the one who using the tool and what he's saying to you. Yeah. So all that abortion, it can end right there. Right there. Stop having sex until you're married. Mm-hmm. And if see, I see why God said it. Can I look up the statistics and then I'm trying to just see how many, what the percent of rapes and in the incest. I was just looking up the rapes. What percent of rapes are, you know, the reason that people have abortion? And they said 1%. I said, dog. Then it says incest is 0.5%. I said, dog. USA Today. And then it popped up some more information. I scrolled down a little bit more. It said, unmarried women account for 86% of all abortions. I said, golly. I said, no wonder. Father, because he would give me scriptures. He had a game of scriptures before I looked up all the statistics. I was finished. I was like, no wonder you want me to keep it right here. Yeah, try not having sex until you're married. Like God said, then you won't have nothing to fight about. Mm-hmm. Yeah, God ain't going nowhere. I don't care how bad you want to get rid of him. He's not going anywhere until he decides. Yeah, when he get his spirit off. And then you're going to get a godless world, and you don't want that. It's already this bad right now. Just imagine how it is when his spirit ain't on it. When God ain't done controlling the earth, and he let Satan rule on it for 1,000 years. Huh? That's what y'all want? You want Satan instead? Huh? Y'all on that free Barabbas and crucify Jesus stuff still, huh? Ain't nothing changed. Ain't nothing new under the sun. You did it back then. You're still doing it now. You're chasing the murderer. You're choosing the murderer over the Savior. You choosing the one who come to steal from you, to kill you, and everything that you think is yours, and destroy over the one who trying to give you life and have it more abundantly. So God going to give you what you want then. A godless word. You want Satan? Okay. Get him then. You better come on while you're hearing this preaching and come to Jesus and recognize. This ain't no sermon to scare you. This the truth. And we own this abortion stuff. Yeah. I'm just, this is my issue for today. Yeah, I'm trying to make it on through there. I got some more scriptures though. You ain't got to take my word for it. Better recognize, man, God's word. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived. That means she became pregnant and bare Cain. She bore had Cain and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. This is the first woman, and she said, I got a man from the Lord, not from my husband. I got a man from the Lord. She giving God the props for her baby. Yeah, and she again bare his brother Abel, so they was twins. And Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground, or he was a farmer. So one is a shepherd, and one is a farmer. The first two children born from the first humans, Adam and Eve. All right? And then it says, God's word, not mine, God's word says, and Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son and called his name Seth. So that's three. Because if you read your word and you understand, or you heard it before, Cain killed his brother Abel, though. You see what I'm saying? He was envious, jealous because of the relationship that he had with God. He could have had one himself, but he chose to be evil. You see what I'm saying? So God said, she has appointed me for God, she said. I'm sorry. I'm reading Genesis. I'm in chapter 4, verse 25. And Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son and called his name Seth. For God said, she said, has appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew, whom Cain killed. And then it says, and to Seth, to him also there was born a son. So it just went on down the line. And he called his name Enos. Then men began to call upon the name of the Lord. Yeah, men began to call upon the name of the Lord. The first woman, she was thanking God for her baby. These women today, they say they want to kill the baby. All they got to do is start having sex. That'll kill all that. But since she can't, because self-control comes from God, because you don't want to do God's way. You don't want to do it God's way, right? The next scripture says, well, that was Genesis chapter 4, verse 25 and verse 26. I'm going to give you some more of God's word. It says, this is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God, he made him. Male and female, he created them and blessed them and called their name Adam. In the day when they were created, he called their name Adam. In the day when they were created, God made male and female. Mm-hmm. And he didn't make us to be down here acting crazy and doing and living life without him. And that was Genesis chapter 5, verses 1 and 2. Yeah, if your mother aborted you, you would not be here to fight for abortion. Something that they created. Who is they? Satan, demons, and humans. That's they. Know what I'm talking about? So yeah, I got even more scriptures. And we still ain't got into the topic, but however God want to do it, that's how we going to do it, man. You know what I'm talking about? So yeah, we dealing with this abortion stuff. You know what I'm talking about? Let me read some more of God's word. It says, and it came to pass when men began to multiply, yeah, when humans began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters, because it's mostly the unmarried women, right? These daughters of somebody. You got a daddy, you got a mama. All y'all unmarried women, yeah. All y'all for that's for abortion, because it ain't just the unmarried one. Yeah, you got some males and everything. That's for that. If your daddy or mama aborted you, you wasn't against abortion when you was born. Yeah, you born and then now you against something. All right. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God. Now these are the angels now. The sons of God, this way back then now, the sons of God saw the daughters of men. That these were not humans. They looked at the daughters of men, though. They looked at the human daughters. The sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. These are the sons of God doing this. And the Lord said, my spirit, see? My spirit. So it looked like God changed his mind. He said he relented. My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. He just flesh. He's flesh as well. He's not just spirit and soul. He's also flesh. Yet his day shall be 120 years. Now figure that out, because one day to God is 1,000 years to us. And he just said we're gonna be here for 120 years. Woo! Yeah, if you want to be so deep and figure it out or not, go ahead. I'm good. I just know I'm gonna be ready when it's my time. You know what I'm talking about? So, what? See, we made God change his mind. He had something else. The sons of God looked at the daughters of men, and they took wives from them. And then the Lord said in the next verse, my spirit shall not strive, always strive with man, for he also is flesh. So he got flesh too. Okay? His day shall be 120 years, so he got to limit us. We the one made him change his mind. Let me keep reading. It says, there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men. So there were giants on earth before the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them. See how children are born, a male and a female? Mm-hmm. Go. I'm talking about the child got to pay the price for your choice. Parents, go ahead on now. Be a real parent and be responsible for your children. Mm-hmm. Instead of killing them. When the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown. So they produce more giants. Sons of God. I'm reading from Genesis chapter 6, though. Verse 5, and God saw that the wickedness of man. Uh-oh. What did God see? Well, first of all, who seen it? God. And what did he see? The wickedness of who? Man, that he made. If God made us, why are we acting wicked? I mean, it ain't up to him now. It's your choice. He gave you free will. Gave me free will. So God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. Yeah, we choosing to be bad, right? Choosing to be wicked. Choosing to be wicked, right? That's wicked. Kill the baby. Your mom and daddy didn't kill you. You wish they had. Oh, well, what's wrong with you? You need Jesus. Or do you wish they had? God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Now you understand it from God's perspective. Every imagination of the thoughts of man's heart, who God made, every thought and every imagination of his heart is evil, only evil too. It wasn't good and evil, it's only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him in his heart. So that got something to do with verse 3. My spirit shall not strive with man, because he is flesh too. You done tripped up. So it repented the Lord that he made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. Every time you kill a child, it grieved God at his heart. Now, how about that? You ever thought about that? Hey, turn this up. Put that on the blast for the abortion folks. That's for it. But if you want to know about abortion, you'll hear from somebody who got the mind of Christ. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man, that every human, and beast, every animal, and the creeping thing, insect, and the fowls of the air, birds, for it repented me that I have made them. The only thing survived was the fish, huh? He rained it, remember? It rained. Killed all the animals, killed all the humans, except Noah and the one that was on the ark. We about to read about him next. Every bird gone. All the incense gone, yeah. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. He sent Jesus Christ, one greater than Noah. Because God about to tear the whole earth up, right? I'm in Genesis chapter 6, verse 9. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man. He's somebody who upright. Still acknowledging God. God saw one. Out of all them, he was finna wipe out off the earth. Yeah, everybody after Adam and up until Noah, he wiped all of them out. And he found Noah. And Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. And Noah walked with God. And Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And the earth was also corrupt before God. We don't even realize we corrupting the earth with the choices that we make. Because most of the choices that humans make on average and together out there in public, but that's popular, is the wrong choices. The earth was also corrupt before God. and earth was filled with violence. Look at the earth now. I'm reading Genesis, and it's talking about the earth then, and it's talking about the earth now. This is the one before he destroyed it that we reading about. We think we just all good. This after he repopulated, all right, that we living on. So, verse 12 says, and God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. Who did it? All of us. All flesh. We all got to answer to God. No, you think you're just going to do it when you die, you got to answer to God. God is alive. You got to answer to God now, too. If we think we just got to answer to God on judgment day, okay. It's judgment day now. How about that? What you been since 2020? What's going on with you? Mm-hmm. So, God looked on the earth, and it was corrupt before. For all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, though. God talked to his main man, Noah. Somebody who's going to listen to him. God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh. The what? You talking about abortion? How about I kill all y'all? The end of all flesh. You know you got to die one day, right? Everybody. The end of all flesh. God said it. The end of all flesh is come before me. Now, remind them of their own death date. Since y'all want to kill something. I'm talking God on y'all behinds, man. And I'm going to let them go. Use me. Go ahead, Father. Use me till you use me up. I'm with it. Yeah, God said unto Noah. God saying unto everybody who believes in him and listening to him. The end of all flesh is coming for me. Everybody got a death date. For the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. I'm going to destroy them and the earth. What? I'm going to tear them up. And the earth up. See, humans, the ones that still living, know you got to die, but you don't think you're going to die. Ain't that something? You know you got to die one day, but you don't think you're going to die today. Yeah, it could happen. Yeah. Tomorrow, it ain't promised to you. Right? Only thing promised to you is Jesus, and he give you eternal life if you receive him. Yeah, promise from God. Yeah, that's the only way. Thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus comes that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You need to see what that's about. So that was Genesis chapter 6, verses 1 through 13. Yeah, all the nations, it says the wicked shall be turned into hell, and every nation who forgets God gonna be turned into hell. But hell ain't it's not the end. Y'all tripping, bro. Yeah, the wicked and all the nations that forget God are going to be turned into hell. But hell ain't the end. Are you ready for this? You don't have to take my word for it. Listen to what God already got written down in his word and in your heart too. It says, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. Because God said, I'm going to get rid of all flesh. It's coming another time. Well, all flesh going to get wiped out. Just because God didn't use coronavirus to take you out, don't mean he ain't going to get you. See, we all got to answer to God. When you die from this earth, you're going to stand before God. You're going to open your eyes before God. Or in hell once, because judgment day come. So if people go immediately to hell, and then people go immediately to heaven, which they do, then judgment day is another time then. So, because you can wake up and open your eyes in hell, because we got scriptures on that too. Where the rich man and Lazarus died. The rich man woke up and he was in hell. And Lazarus, he was carried away by the angels. Mm-hmm. So the death is different. So, let me read these scriptures though. It says, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. Yeah, young or old, it don't matter. Got you right here. In between, got you too. And the books were open, since y'all want to use all them books and write all these books. Yeah, books were opened, and another book, yeah, without all them other books, another book that we're reading from now was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books. They ain't even doing the thing that's written in the books, right? But they judged out of those things that's written in the books according to their works, and the sea gave up the dead. There's some people that's dead in the sea right now. some bodies. The sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead. What? Death and hell. Death is not the end. Hell ain't the end. Death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man, every woman, every child, every human, according to their works. Judgment day. Come after hell. Wow. Yeah. They were, it says, death and hell delivered them up, and then they were judged, every man. So you got to go to your eternity. Every man according to their works, and not for us, though, because it says, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death, and whoever was not found written in the book of life. Uh-oh, there's the hope. How do you get in the book of life? Receive Jesus today. Yeah. Pick your Bible up, start reading. You better, I'm talking about, take out time. Seek for the truth for real. You want the truth? Jesus is the truth, the way, the life. He's been the truth before everybody else, everything else start calling itself the truth. Whoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. And that's the end, and that end don't end. It goes on through eternity. Yeah, that's in Revelation chapter 20, verses 12 through 15. I got one more. I know it's going to be this long, but it is what it is. You see what I'm saying? Thank you, Jesus Christ. One more scripture or place we're going to this abortion stuff. You know what I'm saying? One more place we're going in the Word of God. But to this abortion, try not having sex until you're married, like God said and like God designed. Yeah, I tried. Yeah, somebody else can say that with me. At least I tried. I tried not to. Till I was married, but it didn't happen that way for me. But I still was trying to, you know. At one point, I wasn't trying. I was trying to do whatever. But I still was thanking God that he ain't let me get out there and get whatever. Like, bro. But I thank God. So at least I tried. But that's why you got to be born again. That's the difference between us and them. The us and you. You must be born again of God. Yeah, hashtag be born again. Of God. Two more scriptures, one place. Then I'm done. We're going to take a break and come back and get into the, are you busy? Are you being under Satan's yoke? Because abortion is a part of being under his yoke. They busy protesting. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For rights to be wrong. And I'm on the right side. Yep. The one that's right, which is the one that's choosing God. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I ain't on no Christianity, nothing. Because you can run a Christian off, but you can't run a son of God off. The devil cannot run a son of God off. Sons of God run the devil off. Believe that. Because Jesus gives us the power, gives us the authority over all the power of the devil. So we don't run from Satan. He run from us. The greater is he that's in us. We know we ain't big and bad, but the Jesus that's in us, our big brother, our Lord and Savior, yeah, he the one that's big and bad. He's the Lord. And that's who Satan's scared of. Because Jesus ain't playing around with him. Humans want to sit around and play around with Satan. Listen to his ideas and then adopt them. He's smooth. What you going to think is, he's smooth with it. If you don't got Jesus, you gonna think what he's saying is like, bro, he's smooth, he's a serpent snake. He's gonna set you up real good for the failure. And he said unto me, it is done. I'm finished with this. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. If you're thirsty, come over here and get this water of life freely. I ain't charging you for this. I ain't charging you for this gospel. Come over here and get this water of life freely. I pay to preach over here. Jesus paid his life for us to enjoy what God got for us. So get this fountain of water of life freely. Everything in this world they make you pay for. You even got to pay for the abortions. And they ain't cheap. They're a couple of hundred, a few hundred dollars or something. I didn't look that up. Yes, sir. Yeah. I don't think they got to 1,000 yet. They might be up there. But you got to pay for abortion. Come on, bro. You got the pain to kill something that's in you? My rights, my body, Lord, ain't it's what's right in the Almighty. He that overcomes, if you listen to God, and overcome, come over here. Come over to the right side. He that overcomes, she that overcomes, the human that overcomes, shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Daughters too, yeah. But no gender in the spirit, not humans speaking. Humans got genders, so don't fall for that bullcrap what they talking about either. Because let me keep reading. The next verse says, but the fearful, yeah, not the faithful, the fearful, the unbelieving. Yeah, if you got faith, you ain't going to be running from nothing. It ain't going to scare you. You're going to have faith because Jesus tell you don't be afraid. So the fearful and unbelieving, yeah, if you overcome these now, you in there. But the fearful, the unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers. Their name murderers. Why y'all think it said murderers and whoremongers right after that? Because these are whoremongers that want to have abortions. They don't want to sit there and do what God said. I know I used to be a whoremonger too, but I'm born again of God. Not what I did, but what he did. Murderers, and then it says, and whoremongers. Now tell me God don't, you can't tell me God don't know what he's talking about. This ain't no coincidence. Abortions to the murderers, and then it says the whoremongers right after that, and sorcerers, and then stop. Sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And I don't care. You can't kill the messenger with a message just by killing the messenger. The message still is what it is. And you still going to get this message. That's why you're still hearing it now. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. Shout-outs to you. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. I'm your homie, Oasis. And that's the Holy Spirit that just went off like that. Because that's why I said, don't take my word. Hear his word. And that was Revelation chapter 21, verses 6 and 8 that I just read. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, man, get your mind right. You know what I'm talking about? When hip-hop meets the Christ, we'll be right back. And when we come back, oh, yeah, we're going to finally get into today's topic. And we may have to go with the two parts. So I'm not going to rush. Because I told you, I'm not rushing. I am a son of God. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, man. So we appreciate everybody tuning in. And since it's Mother's Day, to all the true mothers, I'm going to dedicate this song to you. You know what I'm talking about? From the homie BBJ. But happy Mother's Day. Joyful Mother's Day weekend. And to the real mothers, man. And to those that, you know, had a real mother and she gone and went to heaven. Man, hey, feel the love, though, first of all. She gone to heaven. Ain't you trying to get there? Come on, bro. Don't be sad. I don't want to bring my mama back. She was suffering while she was here. She in a place where there is no more suffering, no more pain, no more tears, and I'm trying to get there. You feel me? Yeah. When hip-hop meets the Christ, it ain't me. It's the Holy Spirit in me. Yeah, we more than conquerors. We don't suffer like the world do. All right? So, yeah, remember your mama always had that love. You know what I'm talking about? And let me just play and dedicate this song to all the mothers that's out here. You know what I'm talking about? For sure. Joyful Mother's Day to you. This one is for you.
Every woman is a diamond. See, all day long she endureth the mad pressure. Life applies to her most precious and precious existence. My brothers, no longer can we be in denial of the power of a woman. But deep within the heart and soul of every woman, the true definition of a lady is fine. You check it out. This lyrical masterpiece is dedicated from the heart to my female counterpart, the rib ordained by God. The weaker vessel physically, but mentally the strongest. Spiritually the strongest. The ones who tolerate the longest. This here song is for the ones who hold on. Even though a lot of knuckleheads be doing wrong, you be right there for us when the paddy wagon haulers. Bell in hand, rain pouring, four in the morning. You understand the struggle of the poorest. Urban entrepreneurs, politics in order, call us y'all 30 up and north. Whether doing the housewife thing or working at the office.
a small thing for you to do all that you do. Nothing in this world is more beautiful than you. The proof is in the pudding, no doubt. And the pudding is we. Cause every woman on the earth is unique. Every woman on the earth is unique.
This is for the ladies. For the ladies.
Abusing you, you gentle so you bruise the sense who you choose. The correct men, women that respect them, not like you jokers who be trying to piss them. You hit them and hurt them over time. You hurt them, you make them cry like Georgie Bush and Pie. It's good that I was taught that women are the bone that make the back strong of every man. Word is born, been a long time coming, no diggity. Mama working round the house, humming, praying for me. That's why I be conscious of all the illness. Time to kill them. Every female feels this while I build this. Women deserve to be served like queens. Women deserve to be loved indeed. Yo, what we need to do is give women they prop. And this is true. Ladies, this one's for you.
Appreciate you tuning in, yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. However you tuned in, we appreciate you. All right, today's topic, are you busy? Are you B-U-S-Y? Are you being under Satan's yoke? A yoke is a harness or a collar that's used for pulling, okay? So do you have everything that you need? Yeah, we're about to get into the scriptures. Do you have everything that you need? Because that's one of the ways, this is one of the ways that Satan yokes up humans. First, Your enemy Satan likes to point out what you don't have. That's why I asked, do you have everything you need? He likes to point out what you don't have. If you got everything you need, you could actually truly say yes to this. And most of us can say yes to this because God said, having food and clothes. Yeah. Having food and clothes, be content with that. Yeah. No, most of us got food and clothes. Even down to the homeless people. At least they got some clothes. And I'm quite sure, you know, most of them get some food from somewhere. Some people, you know, still ain't, you know, don't get nothing to eat. But, you know, most of them, you know, if they get a dollar or something, they can go buy a burger. You know what I'm saying? Hey, it's rough. But God said having food and clothes, be content with that. But you ain't got to take my word for it. I know you like you just like me. Let's get into these scriptures. Let's go to 1 Timothy chapter number 6 then. 1 Timothy chapter number 6. And we appreciate you tuning in. Yeah, you ain't got to follow me. Follow the Holy Spirit. You ain't got to follow what I'm saying. Follow what the Holy Spirit is saying. Get what he is saying to you through this, through me. I'm just a tool that he's using. You get the benefit from it. All right? 1 Timothy chapter number 6, starting at verse 6 and reading down to verse 8. This is familiar, especially over here, but like I said, when God repeated, it's a reminder. You really want us to get this. You know, Satan like to point out what you don't have and what you don't really need either. You have everything you need. You know, he'll yoke us up by pointing out to us what we don't have and then getting us to chase that. Yoked up. All right, by Satan. But Jesus come to set you free. So 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6 says, but godliness with contentment is great gain. Godliness with contentment. Yeah, knowing who God is. Yeah, knowing God for yourself and experiencing him in your life. But godliness with contentment, that's great gain by itself. With contentment. Yeah, we like to look at content. Yeah, like that's a bad thing. No, that's not a bad thing. We look at it the wrong way. Contentment, being grateful, being thankful for what God has provided. Yeah. Because the next verse is, verse 7 says, for we brought nothing into this world, not even ourselves, remember. For we brought nothing into this world. You didn't even make sure you got here. You didn't make sure you got here. You didn't make sure you was born. You didn't just pop out because you felt like it. No. God was on the scene number one the whole time. And I ain't got to say nothing else. Because your mama had to do something to get you here, too. She had to push and all that stuff, too. So you didn't just pop out. Mm-hmm. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. Mm-hmm. And having food and raiment or food and clothes, let us be therewith content. So be content with that. Most of us got food and clothes. God's word says be content with that. We brought nothing. You got to remember, we didn't bring nothing into this world, and it is certain we can't take anything out of it either. Okay, so the next verse, verse 9, we're going to read verses 9 through 11. It says, but they that will or won't, yeah, use their will to be rich. They that will be rich, want to be rich, that's your heart's desire. Oh, that's what you're doing to make sure that you get your heart desire. You doing it now, right? Because God will give you your heart's desire, but he the one. But if you trying to get your heart's desire on your own, okay, that's where you mess up. But they that will be rich, you know, using your will to be rich, fall into temptation. That's what's going to happen to you. Fall into temptation. This every human that use their will to be rich. Choosing, I'm talking about chasing that money, you fall into temptation. And I bet every rich person can say this. Yeah. They chased that money. That wasn't rich God's way. You fall into temptation. They had to learn. Some of them, yeah, had to learn. Get that discipline. You fall into temptation first. And then a snare. That's a trap. And into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. The next verse says, for the love of money. This will mess you up. This will mess us up. The love of money. Loving it. The love of money is the root of all evil. Not money itself. The love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, some lusted after, some chased after, they have erred from the faith. This will make people turn away from living by faith too, chasing money. They have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows, but you. See how God give you hope? But you, O man of God, O woman of God, O human of God, but you, O man of God, flee these things. You ain't got to go that way. You run from these things. And follow after this. Follow after righteousness, godliness, faith. Follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Why are you following all them people on Facebook and Twitter? And Instagram and TikTok and all that. Snapchat, okay. You better follow righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness that comes from God. You know what I'm talking about? So John 10 and 10, that's the next verse. We read that earlier over there in the abortion segment. Yeah. Mm-hmm. John 10 and 10. So you don't have to go there, but if you want to, you can. You know what I'm saying? Well, you can just go to the next verse. But I am going to read John 10 and 10 right now. And it says, the thief comes not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Thank you, Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? Well, yeah. Ever thought that you could be living the wrong way, Mr. or Miss Busy? You ever thought that? You'd be busy, and then at the end of your life, when you have to answer to God, then what you going to say to him? I went to church Sunday. Went to church on Sunday. I gave you 7 days a week, man. Go to church Sunday. That's all? You spend no time with me? No? Did you receive Jesus, dude? Did you receive Jesus, at least? You received Jesus, because Jesus is going to have you do more than go to church. So, okay, all right. You ever thought that you could be living the wrong way, Mr. or Miss Busy? You just might be living the wrong way, so busy. You know what I'm talking about? Being under Satan's yoke. I'm talking about living your life, not doing what God's saying, but doing what you want to do. You ain't acknowledging God. Yeah, don't know what I'm talking about, because God don't play about that laziness or nothing either. So once you seek him, you're gonna get busy for him. You're gonna be under the Savior's yoke. Yeah, so he come back, we might have life and have it more abundantly. Go to 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter number 3. There's two Timothys. Make sure you go to the one with the two in front of it. 2 Timothy and then the three behind it. So 2 Timothy chapter 3. Verse 1, this is a reminder. And let me remind you again that the Word of God is living. It ain't dead. It ain't old. It's ageless. That's why Satan can't get rid of it. If he could, he would have been got rid of it. But guess what? Satan's old. He got an expiration date, just like the rest of us. We do too. But we in Christ over here. Yeah, us that follow Jesus, we in Christ. Yeah, he the resurrection. He swallowed death up and defeated the devil for us. Yeah, and he's over sin too. Yeah. Defeated sin for us. Thank you, Jesus. So take it. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 says this, know this also, that in the last days, right now, we living in the last days, this is how you know, perilous times shall come. Another word for perilous, dangerous times shall come. Unsafe, uncertain times shall come. Unprecedented, that's what they call it, right? Shall come. For men shall be lovers of themselves. That's why they coming. Because this is why the perilous times shall come, because men love, men shall be lovers of themselves, lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, that means without natural love, without love, truce breakers, false accusers, liars, incontinent, there's no self-control though, fierce, despisers of those that are good. Why you think you can sit up here and yell on your megaphone and say, I'm for abortion, and I can't sit over here and yell on my megaphone and say, I'm for Jesus? Or why you sit up here and think you could yell on your megaphone and say, you're gay, but I can't sit over here and say, God didn't make it that way on my megaphone? If what I'm doing is a hate crime, what you're doing is a hate crime too, ain't? See how Satan's trying to get both people, but got both sides, but he got one, you know what I'm saying, got decided, but God is over all, including Satan, so we ain't studying that crap. We just going to stand for what's right. And what God says is right and true. All right, so the next verse, verse 4, we in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 4, they are traitors, they're heady, can't tell them nothing, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness. They all in their religion, cuz. Yeah. I believe in a higher power. I believe in God without Jesus. Oh, man, please. I believe in science. Oh, having a form of godliness. That's what y'all do. Yep. But denying the power. Where the power at? Mm-hmm. They got a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Because you're going to know it's God, because he gonna display the power. Whoever he with, he going to display the power. Rather, it's what they saying, you hear what they saying, you know that's God. Or if it's something that God got to do, you're going to know. This is the power. That's how he proved himself. And then we prove ourselves by the love that we show. Jesus said you'll know his disciples who really followed him. You know his followers by the love that they show. And you know who really got God by the power he showed. Mm-hmm. So they got a form of godliness, but they denying the power thereof. From such turn away. We turning away from that. For of this sort are they which creep into houses. This is what they do. They creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lust. That explains a lot what's going on with these pastors, man. Yeah, the word explaining everything, bruh. There ain't nothing new under the sun. It been happening. Verse 7 says, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. That go for all that philosophies and opinions and science and knowledge and all that without God. Y'all going to always be learning and never able to come to the knowledge of truth, because if you got the knowledge of truth, you ain't going to be with all that crap. You ain't going to be led away, because Jesus is the truth. And when you know him, you set free from all the burdens that hold you down and hold you back from God and everything he wants for you to have. Matthew chapter 16, we're moving right along. Matthew chapter number 16. We got 20 minutes left. I might be able to get all this in here now. Let's go. Yes, sir. That's why I say we're not going to rush. I know this was going to be a powerful broadcast because of all these scriptures in here and what God want to do. Well, hey, that's why I say we're just going to flow with them. So let's go. Flow with us. Let's flow with the Holy Spirit. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 and verse 25. And then we're going to Matthew chapter 11 after that. So Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 and verse 25. It says, then Jesus said unto his disciples, you a disciple? You going to follow Jesus? Then Jesus said unto his disciples, if any man, if any human will come after me, you want to come after Jesus, let him deny himself. Stop being selfish. Okay? And take up his cross. Start getting your purpose. Yeah. What God wants you to do. And follow me. Follow Jesus. Right? Matthew chapter 16, verse 25 says, for whoever will equals won't. For whoever won't to save his life, he going to lose it. For whoever will lose his life, though, you if you're willing to lose your life for Jesus' sake, you're going to find your life. We ain't scared of death. That's promotion for us. Jesus is, he swallowed death up for us. He's the resurrection. So death ain't the end for saints, for those that follow Jesus Christ. Whoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. If you lose your life for Jesus' sake, you find your life. So we don't back up, we don't run. Because even if we got to die fighting the good fight of faith in Christ, so be it. It's what we're here for. We ain't scared of death because Jesus swallowed death up. Death ain't got power over us. Satan don't either. Jesus is the Lord over death and over Satan. And you could tell him I said that. Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter, yeah, Jesus is the Lord over death and over Satan and over every human too. You know, who we think we are. But he is who he is. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. It says, come unto me. Yeah, he preached like this and still be trying to get folk to come unto me. That's what the whole thing about. You know, I'm going to go upside your heart and your mind because all this wickedness. And I'm telling you, if you listen to me the whole time, I just want you to come do things my way. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Come unto me, all you that labor. Come to Jesus. All you that labor. I'm talking about working hard in life. And are heavy laden, burned down, still don't know what to do. And I will give you rest, though, if you come to Jesus. Yeah, scratch the record and make this public service announcement to all nations. Come to Jesus, everybody. All right, play the music. Come to Jesus, everybody. The next verse, Matthew chapter 11, verse 29 says, take my yoke. Oh, get from under Satan's yoke. Get under Jesus. Jesus says, take my yoke upon you. A yoke. It's a collar or a harness, right? Use the pull something. So Jesus says, take my yoke upon you. Yeah, get this. Jesus is the life. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the way. So take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek, not weak. M-E-E-K. Meek. And lowly in heart. He's humble. He ain't arrogant. He ain't flashy. And you shall find rest unto your souls, though. You're going to find rest over here. I give you peace, not stress. The world is what give you stress. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light, is what Jesus said. What I'm going to tell you to do, what I'm going to have you do, is light. It's going to seem hard because it's going to go against our flesh. But what I'm telling you to do is light, because this is what we made for. We're tailor-made to do what God told us. It takes more effort for us to disobey. You know what I'm saying? Like, we tailor-made. We've been tricked to this flesh. So that's why it seems habitual. It seems like we can do it out of habit. Be bad. Because the world, it caters to us being wrong. That's how you know it's set up by Satan, the way of the world. But Jesus gives us hope inside of that evil. And if you reject him, how you going to get better? How you gonna get that hope, man? How you gonna get what you need? Because you don't just need to have all your needs met in this life. It's a eternal life that's more valuable, way more valuable than this life. Because all this life, as much as we put into it, it still ain't nothing but a vapor. That's at our best state. We ain't nothing but a vapor. Yeah, it's in your scripture. You can Google that. Yeah, John chapter 8. Let's go. John chapter 8. John chapter 8, verse 36. John chapter 8, verse 36. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm trying to move on, trying to beat the clock. But we doing good. Yeah, we doing good. John chapter 8. I don't have any whole chapters this time, so it may be all right. John chapter 8, verse 36. says, if the Son, Jesus the Lord, if the Son, S-O-N, Jesus the Lord, the Son of God, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. I don't care if all this other stuff promising you, you're going to be free from all this, free from depression, free from anxiety, free from stress. That's only dependent on Jesus, not dependent on prescription drugs or nothing else. Okay. Now, if the Son sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Next verse, Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2. Flow with me. Yeah, I'm flowing with the Holy Spirit, so we're going to flow with them together. Hebrews chapter 2. Trying to get on through this. We're getting through this. We're going to be getting through this thing. You know what I'm talking about? Special shout outs to the mother of my children and the wife of me. Yes, sir. Pamela G. Yes, sir. All right. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. It says, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood. We are God's children, right? We got flesh and blood, right? Okay. He also himself likewise took part of the same, God himself, Jesus. Also himself likewise took part of the same, got flesh and blood, that through death, he might destroy him that had the power of death. So by killing Jesus, by the death of Jesus, put it like that, by the death of Jesus Christ, God destroyed Satan that had the power of death. Yeah, the one that had the power of death, he got destroyed. That through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil's. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 15 says, and delivered him. So he destroyed the devil and delivered us who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. If the devil can still scare you with death, we ain't afraid. We not afraid of death. Jesus is the resurrection. Not that I'm so big and bad, but my big brother Jesus, he already defeated death. He already defeated the devil. God, my Father, destroyed death. I'm reading that now. Through death, he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver them who, through fear of death, were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Death makes you afraid. I threaten your life. Even if you're living, by threatening you, I can get you to do this. That's what the devil do. What he been doing. But we see Jesus, verse 9. I'm sorry, go over to the verse 9. Hebrews chapter 2, go back to verse 9 before we leave. It says, but we see Jesus. Told you. See my big brother Jesus on deck. We see Jesus, my Lord and Savior Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels. He was made a little lower than the angels. So if he was made that means he's greater than that. But he was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death. That's why. For what? For the suffering of death, crowned with glory. We see him crowned with glory now and honor. That he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. He, by the grace of God, tasted death for every human. And you sitting up here rejecting Jesus, who died for you. He tasted death for every human. We just read it. For every man, every human. So when death comes to get you, then who gonna answer the door? You? Oh, death gonna get you. If Jesus answers the door when death comes to get you, okay, you good. Angels carry away the saints. Them rich folk, them vain people, that ain't stunned God. Yeah, they die, and next thing you know, they went to bed, and they wake up in hell the next time. When hip-hop meets the Christ, we up in here. That's the word, cuz. That's the word of God. Luke chapter 1. Let's go. Luke chapter 1. We doing real good. Luke chapter 1. Y'all flowing with me, ain't? And I'm flowing with Jesus, ain't? Ain't we? Appreciate you. Luke chapter 1. verse 74 and verse 75. Luke chapter 1. Verse 74 says that he would grant unto us, that he would grant unto us, because he not only defeated the devil who had the power of death, he also freed us, right? So that he would grant unto us that we being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, now we can serve him. He says, might serve him without fear. He granted that to us. I delivered you out of the hand of your enemies so that you can serve me without fear. 74, that's Luke chapter 1, verse 74, verse 75, in holiness and in righteousness before him all the days of our lives. All the days of our life. We're going to serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him. That means in his presence every day of your life, not just waiting to know Sunday or Wednesday or whatever, or revival. We're going to serve him all the days of our life, in holiness and in righteousness. Nothing that we do or that we have done, but what he has done. Go back to verse 68. Luke chapter 1, verse 68. Says, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people. He just wants us to do things his way. Not being busy chasing after what Satan pointing out that we ain't got. Being under Satan's yoke and his influence. Man, please. Take my yoke upon you, is what Jesus says. But my yoke is easy. My burden is light, believe it or not. Now, your flesh ain't going to like it. But you're tailor-made for this, to walk by faith and not by sight. Yeah, the challenge come in because of that flesh and how long we've been living in the flesh. And like I said, it becomes habitual. That's habits. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, tenfold. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, for I like that. I like saying tenfold when we go to 2 Corinthians. It's 2 Corinthians now. Make sure you go to the one with the 2 in front of it. And then go to chapter 10, verse 4. I'm going to read 3, 2. But I like 10, 4. And it's a reason I like 2 Corinthians 10, 4. You get me? Say 10, 4 then. 10, 4. All right, so 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. Yeah, I'm in the body, but my beef ain't with humans. Yeah, and if you're trying to take it with Satan, that's your problem. We do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare, I do war though. We do war. We got weapons too. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not physical. And the physical ones can backfire on you and jam up and everything too. That's what people begin depending on. They cannot work it. You cannot reach it. You cannot have it at that time when you need it. You see what I'm saying? For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. We always got these, but mighty. The weapons of our warfare, they are not. It tells you what they are not. They're not physical, and then it tells you what they are. But they are mighty through God. You got to go through God to get them. To the pulling down of strongholds. I told you, if the sun sets you free, we're going to be free. You get all that anxiety, anxious and stress and depression and oppression and all that wickedness and iniquity and transgression. He get all that off of you. Yeah. The our weapons, that's what they use for, to pull down the strongholds. Something they got a hold strong on the minds of people. Satan's influence. So he gonna pull down the strongholds of Satan's influence. That's what this word for. The next verse says, casting down imaginations. We're in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. You got to throw it down and bring it into captivity, control, bring it into captivity every thought. Yeah, your mind be sitting up there wondering, I know now, but you got to sit up there and control your mind, bring it into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Bring every thought into the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience. We going against disobedience. You see what I'm saying? You get mad at me because I'm going against disobedience. I used to be disobedient. I got every right to go against disobedience now and be obedient. Yeah. So you get mad at the messenger because he going against disobedience. Because he used to be disobedient. So because now he's trying to fulfill obedience. You see what I'm saying? Don't make sense. Having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience, my beef is not with you. You might think it's with you because it's against your disobedience. I'm against disobedience now. But God is too. Having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. I'm on some obedient stuff now. How about you? Yeah, let's obey God together. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, that's our weapons, our warfare, and our enemies. Go to Ephesians chapter 6. Watch this. Our weapons, our warfare, and our enemies. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 6. Let you know we got weapons, and we ain't fighting according to the flesh, though we in flesh. All right? Now, Ephesians chapter 6. Y'all familiar with it, maybe, but this is a reminder. Ephesians, starting at verse 10, chapter 6. It says, finally, my brethren, my believers, Jesus followers, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Don't be weak. Be strong in the Lord, shout it. This ain't no Christianity. This is from the Almighty. Be strong in the Lord, man. And in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. Do what? Put on the whole armor of God. Not depending on yourself or nobody else. Put on the whole armor of God. That's what we depend on. God. That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. That's another enemy. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Though we are in the flesh, we don't war after the flesh. So we wrestle not against flesh and blood. My beef ain't with humans, but against principalities that's influencing humans, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. They rule in the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. They got a lot of influence. So that's who the Holy Spirit beefing with. Yeah. Verse 13 says, wherefore take unto you the whole arm of God. This is how we fight these enemies, though. You got to put on the whole arm of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Verse 14 says, stand. Therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. That's your belt of truth. Having on the breastplate of righteousness. Protect your front. The breastplate, right? And your feet. Shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Shoes of peace. Verse 16. Above all. Scratch the record. This thing on. Above all. What it says. Taking the shield of faith. Above everything you just named. Take the shield of faith. All right. Get you through every situation. Above all. Taking the shield of faith. Wherewith or with that. You shall be able to quench all. A-L-L, the fiery darts of the wicked. Every fiery dart Satan shoots at you, you got a shield of faith. In every season, every dart he shoots at you, you're going to quench that because you got the living water. You know what I'm talking about? Verse 17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And watching thereunto with all perseverance, make it through it all now, endure, with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Pray for the saints. Yeah, the ones who believe in God, who you don't even know, and the ones you know too. Pray for them too. You know what I'm talking about? Last but not least verse, Mark chapter 12. Mark chapter 12. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is when hip hop meets the Christ. Are you busy being under Satan's yoke? We haven't been free. All you got to do is choose Jesus. Stick with him, too, though. Yeah, stick with him. This is not some fancy song for you to just tune in to it and feel good and enjoy it while it's on. No, let this get in you and stick with you. And I pray that it does and produce glory for the Lord in the name of Jesus. Mark chapter 12, verse 30 says, and you shall love the Lord your God. You shall love the Lord your God. This whole broadcast. This is what you shall do. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. This is the first commandment. When hip-hop meets the Christ, don't be under Satan's yoke anymore. Don't be busy, B-U-S-Y, being under Satan's yoke. Get under Jesus' yoke. Yeah, you, yeah, yoke. How about this one? You owe King everything. Yeah, King Jesus. You owe King everything, yoke. Get under Jesus, Y-O-K-E. You owe King everything. Yeah, you owe King Jesus everything. That's that yoke acronym. Get at you next time. Appreciate you tuning in. When hip hop meets the Christ.
this is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same. All hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real. It is thorough. It is raw. And it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man. His influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.
One of the feel-good joints, man. Stop sinning. It's a movement, man.
Yeah.
You got any doubts, you don't need them no more. Let's go.
Ain't no doubt about it. This is one thing that I know.
I know.
And I'm so proud about it. And I can't wait till I go.
And when I go, I ain't gotta need a lights on. Cause I ain't coming back, I'm out like a running back. On that highway to heaven, said my goodbyes to the reverend. No doubt, no ifs, ands, or wannabes. The way I'm talking like an angel right in front of me. Walk through life with the confidence, it's obvious. It's obvious, G-O-D is in me. Me is in I is in he that believes in the Holy Trinity. Even though I sin, I'm still gon' win. So you'll always see a grin over my chinny chin. Preaching in my fitted cap, lifting up the brim. Jeans sag low, covering up most of the chin. Christian's like, wow, he looks like a friend. But now, but your boy loves God, that's just my style.
Ain't no doubt about it, this is one thing that I know. And I'm so proud about it, and I can't wait till I go.
The rumors I ain't buying, so all you scientists, I need to stop trying. Nobody knows the hour of the day, so get yourself together, cause it might be the day. Said it was supposed to happen on May 21st, only thing that happened, Harold got his feelings hurt. Yeah, that's what I am, man. I've seen hell's another version of quicksand. But see, we Christians, we can run the distance. If you get tired, I'll hold you up like a kickstand. When your problems pile up like a dishpan. When your situation is tighter than a wristband. Just pray, homie, you don't need a wish, man. Watch Jesus give you a hand like Michigan. Yo, what? Thank you, man.